Hey, everybody. Welcome to Buzzing About Romance. I am Becky, and joining me for this episode is Leah. Hi, Leah.
Hi.
And Lindsay. Hi, Lindsay.
Hi.
There was a moment a couple days ago where I thought it might just be me. So thank you for being here.
I am always here for this. I don't know why you even thought that I wouldn't be.
I had a moment of panic. I went and I looked at the Zoom link. I'm like, no one's invited. Oh, shoot.
Well, I mean, that's your fault.
But also I went to look at the sign up and no one had signed up.
I mean, that one is my fault because that's we all know that I am not good about filling my name into those. And so we just go on the assumption that I'm doing the episodes unless like previously scheduled like conflict.
Anyway, I was a mess. I was worried. I freaked out, but it's all good because you guys showed up and you're here. Leah, side note, do you know that August 17th is Romance Bookstore Day? And there's a signing here with some of our favorite people.
Yes, but it's my birthday.
I know, but I'm just saying.
I know, and I'm excited, and I want to come.
It's Romance Bookstore Day.
But again, it's my birthday. We might actually be going away. We have not finalized plans.
There's a Jellystone Park in Frankenmuth, Michigan, and that's not far from me.
Is there one in Hocking Hills?
No, I don't think so. There's one over in Fremont, Indiana.
How far away from Hocking Hills is that? Because we think we might go to Hocking Hills now.
Oh, Hocking Hill. Like, that's 4 hours from me.
Oh, well, that does not help them.
That's in a place that plays banjos, and you have to worry about what's around the corner.
Oh, Michael would like that.
Anyway, we do not need Jenny in the chat telling you to do what you want to do. I am going to put the guilt on.
Have you said hi to Lindsay yet?
No. It also joining us for this episode is Lindsay. Hi, Lindsay.
Hi. I thought we did say hi.
I thought we did too, but I don't know that we did. Hi, Lindsay.
Hello.
Okay, Lindsay, all week, I have been so filled with joy because we finally got to meet in person after 4 years.
We did. And it was the best time. We had bourbon smashes, blackberry bourbon smashes, best thing ever. There were so many books.
So many books.
Lindsay was living her best life with the best tour guide ever.
Yes.
Just throwing
best
that
book
out
buddy.
There.
Best book buddy, Leah.
Yeah. I was literally like, I have no idea what to do. And Leah was like, just follow me.
Yeah, I had this. But also, I told you so. Just throwing that little tidbit out there.
I don't know who, like, for book signings, one of the things that I thought was a really clever thing was to get vellums that would fit in your book and write, like, favorite book quotes for the books that I was obviously not going to haul across the country. And then the day of the signing, I was like, I'm not going to bring my vellums. I'm just not. And Leah was like, you should. You should totally bring the vellums. And I was like, no, I'll be fine. It'll be fine. And then we get to the signing and I'm like, should have brought the vellums.
No. It wasn't that far. Why couldn't one of us have run back for you and gotten them?
Because in my excitement, I thought about nothing. My brain was literally like...
And I will give you this. It wasn't until we reached Anna Hackett where Lindsay was like, I wish I had those. So we got through like a good chunk of the signing before the regret hit, because I think she was just so like up in like the feels, and like the signing was it was a ton of fun for Lindsay and I, because like that's our jam and like that was like our place to be. But I like, until we hit Anna's table, the regret hadn't hit.
Lindsay, Leah got recognized at the signing for being Leah.
She's famous. Hackett's now my best friend,
and Anna Hackett's your best friend. Good to know these things. Leah got recognized, like, and I handed Layla Frost and Bryn Asher Buzzing About Romance packets that we had to give out, and both of them are like, you're Becky, but is Leah here? Who am I? I mean, yeah, I mean, Leah's here.
That's right. I was there.
Right.
I handed out a lot of lube coloring sheets.
Which is fantastic.
With the peach sticker. Because they go together.
They do. Well,
using lube shows you care. That's all that is.
It's true.
Lori sharing that she was just binging Anna, so enjoy your Anna Hackett binge. That's a delightful
binge to be in. So good.
It is. Okay, so I don't have a romance term of the week.
Because we've all been on vacation.
Yeah. Yeah, I've been out of office since Monday night when we recorded our episode Monday for last weekend, and then I've been out of office.
I've drank a lot this weekend. It's been amazing.
Leah was pretty intoxicated.
I was fairly intoxicated most of the week, and I am not disappointed or sad about that.
Tomorrow's going to be hard. The girl child works next week, and she has to be at the theater at 8 a.m.
We have to be at the pool at 6:45 in the morning. Oh. I would kill for 8 a.m.
I upgraded my hiking.
You see Lynn's comments in the chat.
We're ignoring Lynn. We're just moving on.
I upgraded my hiking this weekend, and I figured out that if I go to the mountains east of Santa Fe, I can get tacos from the taco truck and coffee from the good coffee place instead of having to pack snacks.
Nice.
That sounds delightful.
And it's cool up there. It's only like low 80s, high 70s. It's really nice and shaded.
That's nice.
Okay, so let's get on to this episode. This episode, we're going to talk about the books that we can't wait to read over the course of the next couple months. So in this episode, we're diving into our TBR list for July, August, and September. Join us as we share some of our most anticipated reads and discuss the exciting books we're looking forward to devouring in the coming months. A few of us have been in a little bit of a reading slump for most of 2024.
That would be me.
But there's some pretty good books coming up our way in the next couple months.
Yeah.
So I'm thinking my slump might be over. I've tried a lot of new authors recently, too. That is helping.
Is it?
That in audio. Also, I have to do a shameless plug right now because When You Had Me, which is our Wednesday Sip and Discuss episode, Sebastian York does the audiobook.
Wait, what? That's the S.L. Scott?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay. I was like, why did I not listen to this on audio?
It's Sebastian York and C.J. Bloom.
That's a good blend.
Like perfect ear candy. I binged it all day today.
That's a really good blend.
Why did I not even look at the audio?
I
just look at now, the
I could not. Now Lindsay's all like,
I also bed. It could have been Sebastian York.
Yeah.
You can always go back and listen to it.
So before we get into July, August, September, are there any books that have come out May and June, since May, that are kind of on our TBRs that we just haven't gotten to yet? Is there anything that you're kind of like, I really want to read that, but my mood is saying no, thank you?
Can I just say most of the books that have come out, my mood has said no, thank you? I will say that Claire Contreras, the book two, you read it. Like, I've had it on my TBR for a while, but like, I have not been in the headspace for bonkers, and it's a little bonkers from what you say.
It's a little bonkers when we lied.
Yeah.
It's not bonkers. Bonkers is not the right word. Angsty. Angsty, angsty, angsty.
Yeah, and I'm not, like, I can't be in, like, an angsty.
Yeah.
Although, I read a book the other day, and I cried for half of it.
Like, you said that.
It was really good.
Lindsay, is there anything that's come out in the last couple weeks that you haven't gotten to yet before we go to our anticipated reads?
Oh, yeah, I've got a list.
Give me your list.
The problem that I'm running into is not that the mood is not right. The problem is that I don't have enough time to read all of these.
That's fair. Your work has been crazy busy
right now.
Okay, yeah, so
I've had a very chaotic last few months.
Let me see if this one's on your TBR. Free Fall by Catherine Nolan.
No. I think I actually have that downloaded, but I forgot to add that to my list.
Okay. Well, you're going to have to add it because she's the book club author.
Three in the queue. Yeah. I love Catherine Nolan.
I know you do. What's also on your list?
So The Best Friend and the Shortstop by Ginger Scott. It's the third one in her Final Score series. I didn't read any of the others, but it's a baseball book and highly anticipate baseball.
And when we interviewed her, and when we interviewed her, she's a baseball mom, and I think her son either plays at the collegiate level or semi-pro level.
So she
So
knows what's
she
going
knows
on.
baseball, I would assume.
Yeah.
You would hope.
Also, we need to be best friends. I love baseball and talking about baseball. You guys know this. You were
We do.
minimally inundated this weekend. Vampire Runner by Rowan Hart. That is the
Ooh, that one's
fourth
on
in her
my.
Nightshade Vampires. And with this book release, she actually added a fifth one to the series that's coming out. So I don't, why is it next year? Why is it next year?
I don't know. I think
It
she wrote,
might.
like, she's a slower writer,
She
though.
might be a slow writer, but she might have put it out for next year because it's easier to bump a pre-order forward than to
Forest
push a
Whitaker
pre-order
does that
back.
almost all the
And
time.
she
Like,
does.
she, but she switches her release dates, like, as she gets books done.
Yeah, she does often release books a lot earlier than they're scheduled. And she is writing a couple series all at once because she
I'm
has a
really excited for that
paranormal
one.
motorcycle club series that's running in parallel. Anna Hackett, The Hero She Craves. I have not read that yet. The Wrecked One by Brittany Shaheen that came out today, but I
Today.
got the book Friday and I have not had time to read it. But just look at that. Like,
Very handsome man. Very handsome man.
the covers in the series are phenomenal, but also, like, this book is like half the size of my head.
Yeah.
It's a thick book.
They're thick
He's a
books.
beastie boy.
It's not as thick as the last one.
No, it's still very thick. Fearless Memory by Marie Johnston. That's her fourth in the Oil Knight series. That's been on my TBR. I just
That's
haven't
really
had a chance
good.
to get, like, anything that came out in late May, early June, I've not had a chance to get through. And then East End by Riley Edwards. So that's all the books that I have in
Also
my.
good.
Oh, and The Feud by Sawyer Bennett.
Oh, that one's
Oh,
on
that
my
was really good.
TBR.
So far
It's
behind.
really good.
I
And
haven't read that one yet.
book two comes out later this month, you guys.
Yeah, that's why I
It's
don't
on my
feel so bad
list.
about that one.
My list is very,
Yeah.
like, messy tonight. Very messy.
Craving Chaos by Jill Ramsauer. I haven't gotten to that one yet. Curvy Girl Summer by Danielle Allen is also on my TBR. I haven't gotten to Little Sunshine yet by Layla Frost.
Why?
Because, Leah, just because.
It's
I
okay.
haven't either. Don't feel bad. That's actually on my list too.
Yeah. Anyway, those are some that are on my list. Some we're going to cover in the coming weeks in Sip and Discuss episodes, especially next month. So.
So, like, for me, the my really anticipated ones, I just jump those to the top of the list and read them.
You just read them. Well, yeah, I always get the I'm a little behind this morning because six books dropped on my Kindle and I needed to read at least one of them before I could go and do the things.
Well, yeah, that happens.
Yeah.
That's what happens when you wake up super early to take your children to the things, and then you can just read a book before you do all the other things.
I
But
don't want to get up
yes,
early.
because the Rebecca Sharpe, the verdict came out
Yeah.
recently. It was really
And
good
that's
and
book one
very
in a
well
new
done. No,
series,
it's
right?
book two in that the Vigilante series. Book three comes out in August, and I'm super excited about that because it's Second Chance, but she has an accident and is blind and she doesn't recognize his voice, and he's like, there's some deception in it, but I'm very excited about it because she, like, I don't mind it when she does those types of things because she
Yeah.
kind of has, like, asshole heroes for the most part,
Yeah.
and I revel in that, but it was very good.
Okay, so July reads that have not come out yet that we are highly anticipating.
Wait, I didn't break them out by month.
It's okay, don't worry
It's
about it.
okay.
It's
Mine
fine.
are all grouped in chaos
Well,
form.
just bring your chaos. It doesn't need to be.
I had mine grouped, but then I started adding more, and so it was just massive
Well,
chaos.
so it felt like from 7:45 to 9 o'clock took forever tonight, and I added 18 more books to my list.
So I was sitting outside just, like, swiping and screenshotting, and so I was adding, Yeah, it is
Yeah.
bad. I had downtime. It's never a good thing when I have downtime.
One of the things I want to mention, and I'll mention it again at the end of the episode, one of the things that I'm super excited about that's coming out is I think it's coming out in August. The Love Archives Anthology. It is raising money for families in Palestine. It is 100 short stories from some of our favorite romance authors. These are going to be little snapshots into characters from past books. So, like, I know
Ooh.
that Jocelyn Soto is putting a book in. I think I saw Katie Roberts is putting a book in. I think Lucy Eden is putting a book in. There's just tons, t over 100 stories. And that is up for pre-order now. And I'm so excited about it. And all profits, proceeds, everything are going to go to help families in Palestine. So I'll mention it again before the end, but the cover's super cute and it's a good cause. So let's do all the things.
All the things.
So a couple of books that will be coming up in Sip and Discuss in August, at least. One of the ones that was anticipated for me is The Next Best Fling by Gabriela Gomez. This is her debut. It's a librarian.
And the cover is adorable.
Adorable. And
I love the cover.
who doesn't need an adorable librarian book? And
I
she's
know.
curvy. And I feel like I'm in my curvy girl era right now.
I feel like there are a lot of authors in their curvy girl era right now, and I really appreciate that.
Same. Same. Okay, Cross the Line by Simone Soltani. I have been waiting for this book since last September.
Well, and it got pushed back again, didn't it?
It was supposed to release in June, and then it got pushed back till the end of July because they wanted to do the UK release first. Because it was picked up by a UK publisher first. So they wanted all the fanfare in the UK first, and then it's coming to the States at the second half of July. And I think we're covering that one in September for our
Yeah,
Wednesday episodes.
I think so.
So get it on your library request right now. Okay, what else? Neva Alta, the
Yeah,
next
it's
gen
the
book is coming up.
second gen book. I mean, she is continuing the Imperfect series, which that one I'm really excited about, but I'm not sure 100% on the date of that one.
I didn't love
But
the last one.
I didn't either, but I'm really intrigued by the next one. But I feel like with this series, like it's kind of like back and forth. Like I like one, the next one's like okay, but I'm really excited for the second gen.
Yeah. Lindsay, what do you got coming up?
So I'm excited for The Best of All by Carla Sorensen. I haven't loved
Same.
all of her recent books, but this one, she had a lot of hype for this one and her
Is this in her Mont
best
Lake
laid
world?
plans. I think it is,
Yeah,
but
it's
I
the
was
Mont
really
Lake one.
excited for this one. And I think that actually comes out in July.
I'm pretty sure it comes out at the end of July. I did enjoy book one of this series because the premise is like it's friends and like acquaintances of a couple that passes away, and like these are the things that they've left them in their will. So it's like there's a lot of emotional like upheaval, like as they're grieving and dealing with like what they get. So the book two, it's two of the friends of the couple that get custody of their little girl. But
Okay.
the hero is like, I don't understand why they gave me custody.
He's like a bad boy ex-football player, and yeah, he's like
I think he's
yeah.
going to be way deeper than you like anticipate, but
He's
okay.
very much going to be a damaged hero, I think. I mean, she writes a good tortured hero.
She
Anyway,
does. What else,
really
Lindsay?
excited about that. Really excited about The Lumberjack by Susan Stoker. Don't
Someone in the
talk to
comments
me. I know you
mentioned they
got an
can't
arc.
wait for Protecting Remy.
No, Remy just came
Oh,
out.
Remy
Yeah,
just came
Remy just
out.
came out. Yeah.
The Lumberjack, I think, comes out
At the
in
end of the
July.
month.
Yeah, July 30th, I
Don't
think.
ask Leah when it comes out because she's all like, I don't think that comes out till August. And I'm like,
Okay, Leah gets all of these books way ahead of me because she reads the ARCs. And then I wait for her and Amanda to post their reviews. And then I tier my TBR based on them.
well,
Pretty much all of my TBR is
but
courtesy of
also Susan had sent her release schedule, but then she changed stuff. because she adapted the way she's releasing stuff for and so she had to update it, and I had the old one stuck in my head and I forgot that one didn't move, but other stuff had shifted and I couldn't remember if that was a shifter or not. But then I remembered it's Montlake and she can't control.
She can't control
but,
that one.
Anyway.
The lumberjack. I know everyone's really excited about the lumberjack, and apparently the epilogue is the best thing ever in that book. So,
well, it's not even just the epilogue; it's like the third act. Like she brings all the big, intense computer gurus together to solve the problem.
Nice.
So we get Tex and Rex and the Silverstone guys, and you get a little bit of everything.
FYI, I am a 2.5 heart friend with Susan Stoker on Pokemon Go, in case you're wondering.
I wasn't, but
we trade
for
gifts every
us
day.
Know.
Anyway.
She's a little obsessed.
I adore her.
She's so fun. Lindsay, do you have more for July?
Or just whatever's
what's
on your
in
list.
July versus what's in September.
It doesn't matter. Just say your books. Or
okay,
I can
well,
go through my list
couple.
And you guys can add.
Bourbon Promises by Walker Road.
That one is July.
That's
okay,
July.
That's what I thought. Leah also got me hooked on this one. She was like, oh, you like Marie Johnston. You should read Walker Rose. Read
well,
this
because
book.
It is Marie
Let's
Johnston.
Talk about it. Yeah. Yeah, only at the time I didn't know.
I don't think Leah knew at
it.
The
I'm like,
time
this is
either.
Really similar to Marie Johnston.
I don't think I knew at the time either because she kept that very, very close to the vest at first.
Yeah. It's only been the last couple of months that she shared that.
And then she came to book club and just let all the cats out of the bag.
She did.
She was one of the nicest human beings, and the most chatty authors we have had on book club.
She's adorable.
I also feel famous. I got my first arc from her for this book. I signed up for her arc team and I actually got an arc for it. And I don't know if you've ever felt this way, but I don't ever sign up for arcs for anything because I'm irresponsible. But I was like, I will actually read this and be responsible.
I am irresponsible
and
even
I
when
famous.
I am on arc teams. So.
Same. We won't talk about my NetGalley score right now.
They kind of know going in, Leah will read it and review it eventually. She's good for it, but it's only authors that trust me.
I think it's just her and Max Walker. I got one book from Max Walker.
You could just message Max.
I have a big
crush
on Max
Walker,
but I can never talk to him because it would be awkward.
Why would it be awkward?
Why would it be awkward?
Did you not see me all last weekend?
Well,
I know. I loved
okay.
every second of it.
True story. But I think Max embraces awkward.
He's adorable.
He is.
He is adorable. Okay. So I have Broken by Sadie Kincaid. That's the next book in her Italian New York City.
No, it's book one in the new series.
Oh,
it's the spinoff.
It's the book
it's
one.
Lawyers.
Lawyers. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
King of Nothing by Aurora Rose Reynolds. It's a
I'm
road
really
trip romance.
Mm-hmm.
One of us might be editing that this week.
I'm really excited for the next DeBellas.
Lindsay, what'd you say?
Crime family.
It's not me.
It's not you.
Well, it's not me either, so that's why I just started talking. But Kylie Kent's next DeBellis crime family series, that book comes
out.
She
changed things up. Did you see that?
I don't think this one was in that, though, because...
Pucked Me is coming earlier, and the family one is being pushed back.
Oh, man.
Okay, so you look that
I
up.
I did not read any email this weekend. I know nothing. But anyway, so I'm excited for Kylie Kent's next books.
I know. Well, aren't we all?
Whatever they may be.
Okay, and Suze mentioned it in the chat. Dawn of Flames by Tessa Hale. I created a little bit of a...
monster?
Rumbling with Tessa Hale. Mm-hmm. It started with Amanda, and now Suze is reading them. And I think, Lindsay, did you read them?
Well, I downloaded them and I started, and when I realized that they weren't all complete, I removed them and was like, we'll revisit when book four is out, because I didn't realize when you get to the end of the book that it's like they're a continuation. And
yep.
I don't.
Same.
Thank you for actually letting me know this before I started reading them.
I appreciated that too.
Otherwise, I would have hated this book with hated
because
the
then
whole
you
thing.
Would rage like I did with that stupid shifter book. It was
but
a delightful read, but I was super angry. Still a little
When
bitter
book
about
four
it.
comes out, I'm all ready for it. Well,
it comes out later this month, Lindsay. So,
Yeah.
Forbidden by Sawyer Bennett, which is book two in her Bluegrass Empire series.
Lana Ferguson's Game Changer comes out either
So
tomorrow or
it's
Tuesday.
Tuesday because it's a trad forever pub, I think. So interesting. Jenny read it. And Jenny had read the nanny that she
Okay.
had written. She
Okay.
liked the nanny, but this one she didn't love.
Okay.
So I'm going to read it and then we'll do a quick shot on it to talk about it.
Marie James is spinning off her Cerberus MC. They're going to St. Louis. Don't quote me on the place. So I'm excited for that.
But she's a little bonkers, right?
No, these ones are not bonkers. Like she had that really bonkers series of like mercenaries, but like her MC, like it's not like it's MC and but it's not like chaos.
Not like the other stuff.
No, but thinking bonkers though, Jagger Cole's next book, Monstrous Urges, comes out soon. I'm very excited for that. I keep sending Becky the teasers on Instagram.
She does.
So there's some breeding kink. The heroine loses her memory. The hero is a bit of a psycho. It is all things that I really enjoy in this series. I've liked it a lot. If you
Okay.
have not read him yet, like you need to read him. Consent is not always
Right. If
present, so
consent is
that's
important, you
something.
might not want to check those out.
Yes. I mean, it is in some of them, but not all of them.
Vows and Corruption by Jocelyn Soto. She's spinning off her new series.
Is
It's
she?
kind of, well, yes. Think Dark Knight fan fiction. A little bit.
Sounds intriguing.
It's kind of a Bruce Wayne kind of vibe.
I do like a Batman vibe.
I really liked her first series.
The cartel ones.
Yeah, the cartel one. I really liked those a lot.
Well, we're going to do her baseball book next week or in 2 weeks for Sip and Discuss. So,
yeah, I haven't actually read that one yet, so I'll be finally reading it. Also, I'm pretty sure that that book was inspired by Juan Soto. I'm not 100%.
It very much could be her family. She's from the San Jose area. And her family is crazy baseball people. Like
Oh, we'd be best friends.
fans.
Probably.
Fans.
Lonnie Lynn Vale. So she has one in July, August, and September, and I think October also, because when she releases a series, she does them each month. But it's book three, four, and five of her Carter Brothers series. I think there's eight siblings, but the sister, there were two sisters, one of spoiler, but that one isn't getting a book for reasons. But her circus series finished up with the sister, and these are all the brothers. So I mean, I really like her books. They're a little bonkers because she finds like the most like crazy predicaments to put her heroes and heroines in
She wrote a
sometimes. I think,
circus-inspired one. It's a little bonkers.
well, they own the circus. It's like a traveling circus, but like it was actually not like creepy. They had tigers. It was cool. But anyway, I think she's a fan of true crime. And so she
Oh.
like finds like these bonkers scenarios, much like Susan does. And it's like, I'm gonna put that in a book.
Where We End by Ashley Muniz. This is the last book in her MC
Stone
series,
Riders.
yeah, her Stone Rider series. It might spin off to the Death Rider series. I don't know. But I liked book one and book two. I have not read book three. So, because I did them on audio, so I'm kind of waiting for audio. Okay, next month. Anything else that you know of that's July? Lindsay, just give us some books that you have.
I have August books.
Okay, what's some August books?
Banana Pants by Penny Reed.
I knew that was coming up. She just announced it like yesterday.
Okay, I
Yeah.
read it immediately when I got the download from the Kickstarter. So I've already read this book. I read it as Neanderthal Seeks Ninja, which has like all of her annotations in it, which were phenomenal. The hero has bipolar, and it is done very well.
She
It is
does mental health rep exceptionally well.
very good. It is one of her best books.
I'm really
It is
excited.
a rom-com. Like, she handles this in a way where it is still a rom-com.
Okay.
I was looking forward to the next one and her totally flopped, but that doesn't come out until October.
Yeah.
Too bad, so sad. You'll love Banana Pants, I think.
You'll love
I'm
Banana
sure I
Pants.
will because I really enjoy everything that she puts on paper, so.
I think the book that I'm most excited for in August is The Truth According to Ember by Danica Neva. Ava. This is the first rom-com written by an indigenous author writing indigenous
Characters.
characters, main characters. So it's getting a lot of buzz. It got a starred review from Publishers Weekly. So I'm super excited for that. And we are going to cover it in September.
Enticing Her Love, the next Steel sibling comes out in August for Melissa Foster. I'm very
Okay.
excited for that
I
one.
really am not taking ARCs much anymore at all, other than some Nut Galley like Trad Pub stuff for potential interviews and
You
reviews
signed
and
up for
stuff like
that one,
that.
didn't you?
That email came from Lisa and I could not sign up fast enough. Like, me, please. Me. I love the Steels and I'm so sad to be leaving them.
I am too, but I like, and she's gonna do this one. Like, they are going on a work trip, and I think they get stuck, and then there's a one bed scenario. I just am really excited for that one.
Yep.
And like I mentioned already, The Villain from Rebecca Sharpe comes out in August. It's book three in her Vigilante series. I'm excited.
Lindsay, what do you got for August?
I am also very excited for Delicate Escape by Katherine Kaus. I really
Did you
like
read the
Fraggle
first
Sisters.
one? Did you?
I did. I liked it. I liked the way it's set up. Yeah, so I'm excited for that one. I have more. Do you want more?
Keep
Just
going.
keep going. I'm also going to shout out Merit. Merit Prinz is in our book club, and she is releasing her debut novel August 29th. And I just did the beta read for it, and I texted Leah. I was like, my bad beta reader, because I loved this. It's called Saving Lauren, and it is so good. It is so good. Like,
So I asked her, I was like, did you read it like you would read like a book that you're reviewing and like give her feedback based on that? And she said yes. I was like, and that's exactly what we want, because you're pretty critical when you read a book, which is not a bad thing. And
I
so like
was
if you
worried because of how critical I can be. And I was like, oh, as I was thinking about things, like she was addressing them as I was like starting to wonder about them. And I was like, this is what I want in a book. This is how I want things to develop. It was developed so well. I'm so excited for it.
We're all so excited for Merit. We've all had a little piece in it. And actually, Lindsay, I understand. Like, this is your friend and you don't want to like hurt their feelings. And I had that moment because I did the dev edits and copy edits. And so I was like, Leah, I'm worried.
I didn't
Yeah,
have
I
that
emailed
moment because
her.
I was like, Merritt wants me, like when I did the alpha for it, I was like, Merritt wants me to like really like tear this apart
She
so like
did. Yeah.
she like is putting her best work. And so I did.
So,
And she
yes.
thanked me for it. So I was like, I did not ruin our friendship.
Right, that's the
It's
concern.
so good. It's so good. And I was like, in my email to Merritt when I was like giving her feedback, I was like, I don't have anything to say except good things. Like, that's
Awesome.
it. Really
That's
good things.
honestly like that in itself will be very good for her to hear. So.
But I told her, I was like, I'm gonna buy the paperback. Like, like, that's a pretty high compliment for me. But also, like, the cover.
Yeah, her friend did an amazing job on that
Isn't that
cover.
great?
Yeah. Excited. So Shane Rose, her next one in the Hardy Billionaire Brothers series comes out. It's called Be Between Desire and Denial.
Is that September or August?
This one's in, oh, this is September. Sorry.
That's okay.
I
I
wrote
had
it
it
in the
too.
wrong
I'm
place.
excited for it also. Those books have been a little bonkers.
They have. And I read, so I lead book one because like it just, when I read
I
it, like
read book one.
it didn't catch my attention like when I was reading it. So I read enough of it to really like, I enjoyed the book. And had I been in the right headspace, I think I would have read it like cover to cover without problem.
It was a little bonkers, and there was a lot of sex. Like, basically, she talked, and when he didn't want to hear what she had to say, they just had
There was
sex.
a lot of sex in book two, too. Actually, in book three as well. There's a lot of sex in this series, but I really am enjoying the series and like the principle behind it.
Yeah. Well, and there's a
I'm
little
liking it.
dysfunction within their function, which I do enjoy a family that is functionally dysfunctional.
But the brothers have a good relationship, like even when they're not having a good relationship. And I enjoy that because it's a very real like perspective of like family dynamics where you have like that good bond. But like it also shows that just because you have a great relationship with your siblings, it is not always like cookies and like cupcakes. Like you fight and you get mad
But
at each
they're
other.
sexy and they're spicy and they're fun. And if you haven't read Shane Rose, highly, highly recommend her.
Yeah, they're very well done.
I have Stay Real by Kaylee Ryan. This is the last book in the Kincaid family series. Hers for the Weekend by Helena Greer. It's a trad pub. I think it's non-binary. It might be sapphic. I think it's sapphic non-binary is the way it's going. That okay, so Stacy Lynn, the third book in the Small Town series, comes out in August. She just moved that series to Kindle Unlimited. So Unbreakable Love. And I'm hoping that this is the single dad brother.
It is the single dad.
Okay, he's the one I want.
Yeah, it's the single dad. And I don't think it's the nanny. I
Oh
think it's a
God, I hope
teacher.
not.
I think it's her teacher.
Okay. Sinful Sacrifice by Charity Farrell. This is the mafia one she teased.
Yeah, it's a spin-off of her gorgeous monster, gorgeous villain. So
Yeah.
we met the characters in book three. Actually, might have met the characters in book one. I don't know. But like we definitely delved into the characters more in book three, and they're getting their own book.
Book.
I can't remember the characters' names off the top of my head, though.
Keep Tuscany by Kelly Kay comes out in August. This is part of her Second Chance, the Brothers series that she's doing.
Yeah, Emily Rose, her next one in her dragon. No. She has a new one coming out in August. I don't know. I think it no, it's her mafia. It's called Little Rabbit. I do edits for Emily. But yeah, it comes out. Little Mouse was book one, Little Rabbit is book two. Like I'm really excited I have to finish those up this week. So
Lindsay, do you have any more August?
No. So my approach to managing my TBR and paying attention to what is coming up is very poor at best. I think I already mentioned that, like, whatever arcs generally, mostly Amanda and
No, that's fair.
basically, we say, Lindsay, read this book. And she's like, okay.
Pretty much. I am very much a mood reader. I don't pay attention to what's coming out very often. Usually I don't even know. Sometimes I don't even know until it's like right. And I don't read the newsletters. I subscribe to 10 million of them. There's too many for me to keep up with. And then I follow on Amazon. But why do they send you individual emails for everyone? There's too many emails.
Think you can ask them to digest them.
I'm not, there is a way, but I'm not sure how.
Yeah,
Because
I'll
I,
look. I will look and let you know.
anyway, I'm not good at knowing what's coming out.
So I
it's
don't know the
okay. That's why you
title.
have us.
I don't know the title of this book, but I know that it is in the same world as Between Never and Forever by Britt Benson. It's the next book in the Hometown Heartthrob series. The initials for the book are OHAH.
Oh, because she hasn't released the title yet.
It's like next week, not this coming week, but the week after, like, is the title cover reveal. But I loved Between Never and Forever that we read last year. It
I
was.
just read it.
I
Did
haven't
you
read
like
it
it?
yet.
Just read it.
Did you like it?
I loved it. It was so good. I didn't think I'd like it because like last year when it came out, there were just so many single dad romances, and I was like, this is not gonna be for me right now. And then I finally read it the other day, and I was like, why did I not read this last year? Because it's not like any other single dad. It's
Yeah. It's yeah.
really great.
Her anticipated return. We have not had a book from this author since 2022. Alone with You by
Look at
Ally
how pretty the cover
Martinez.
is. Ironically, I just pulled this up on my phone.
Yeah.
I
So
am so excited.
if you loved if
From
you
the
love From the
Embers.
Embers, or you are looking for a romance that will emotionally stunt you. Also, real quick, because this is a random thought that just came into my head. Jenny reads Kelsey
Kingsley.
Kingsley. And I happened to come across her TikTok today. Her next book that comes out later this month, the hero is a grave digger.
Ooh.
A grumpy grave digger. I mean, I'm not sure I would be a happy grave digger, but he's a grumpy grave digger.
I came across one. It's a paranormal. It's like, oh, but what was the name of it? It's like casket something, but her family sells caskets. But then death comes to town. Like he works for death. It sounds really cute. Like I'm super excited about it, but I forgot to write it down and I can't find where it was.
Okay, to finish up my August, Cult by Calla Riley. This is book three in their MC series. And The Indomitable Mr. Temple by Lindo Forbes. This is book two. She was a debut author last year, and I really enjoyed her debut author or her debut release, and I'm excited to check this one out.
What was
Oh,
called The Spider in the Storm, the
by
Kelsey
Kelsey
Kingsley
Kingsley.
book.
Yeah.
Elise Faber, her next one in her Breakers hockey series, Bound, is coming out. She releases books almost every month. So,
Oh,
like, I mean, but she has a break here and there, but I'm really excited for
I
this
didn't
one.
mention we have Bang Brothers coming out
Yes, the
still.
rest of the Bang Brothers come
The
out.
last four.
Like, yes.
One this week and then one every 2 weeks till the end of August.
Yeah, so there's three more books, correct?
Yeah. Do you have any more August?
God of Vengeance by Michelle Hurd is the final book in this Mafia King
Wait, God of
series.
Vengeance, isn't that Sarah Bales?
No, Sarah Bales is Vengeful God or Ven God.
Okay.
It's Vengeance and God, but they're neat.
Okay.
Here, let me.
Okay. I was a little worried.
No, it's
Also, Stacy would really like you to figure out the title of Death Coming to Town.
I will figure it out,
Yes, ma'am.
Stacey.
Everybody's like, we would like to read about death, please.
Oh, Tempting God, book three by Sarah Bale comes out in August.
Tempting
Violent
God.
God was book one.
Okay.
But Tempting God, it's the second chance, but nobody really knows it's a second chance. And he's like running for president.
This
August
series,
16th.
this
Oh, and
series.
also Lane Hart's next book
Yes.
comes out August 16th too, because there's like seven books coming out the day before my birthday, and I'm super excited for them.
I mean, fair. Okay, we're moving on to September.
September.
I did not look that far ahead,
That's okay.
but I will say some real salty opinions. I did look at the books that were coming out, the most anticipated lists on Goodreads, and I was like, while a lot of them are indies, like I was really not happy. Like none of them were ones that I would add
So I think a
to
lot of them,
my
so one of the
list.
things you have to think about, okay, so September is a distance out. Indie authors are putting this stuff up themselves. A trad pub or someone with a distro contract, their publicists are putting that up for them through their publisher, right? So it's a lot of extra steps. Like I noticed Sawyer doesn't have her next hockey book listed, which I think comes in September. So there are just some little things that, yeah, there weren't a lot of indies on that list. A lot on that list are co authors that have distro contracts, which we're going to talk about next week. But
Oh,
like
I found it.
the grave, death.
Yeah, it's called Casket Case by Lauren Evans. It was in my browser.
Was in
I
her
saved it
browser.
somewhere. Sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt.
Because, like,
Oh.
I went through that list and, like, The Rules of Dating a Younger Man by Vi Kaelin and Penelope Ward. Well, we've been reading that series because they've been putting it in KU. I think we've been reading it for 2 years now,
Yeah.
but it just got picked up for by Bloom for distribution. So, and of course, it's sitting right there at the top of that. Played by Nima Simone. That's going to be a Montlake. That's her first Montlake, I believe.
I think so.
And I'm excited for that. Wild Eyes by Elsie Silver, which is the next book in her Single Dad Small Town series. Which is just really interesting because she's going to a trad pub release schedule.
Yeah.
2 books a year. So we'll see if she can keep the ground because, like, I noticed the last book,
It did not have as much oomph behind it.
it's not in the top 100 anymore. And it was bad. I DNF'd that one.
So Karina Halley, I'm not sure how you pronounce her last name. I think it's September. It might get pushed back. I'm not 100% sure. She hasn't been writing a ton. Like she's had a lot of like stuff going on in her life, but so she's writing The Royal Upstairs.
Well, I think
It's
she's
in
writing more
her.
in her romanticity than she is in her.
Well, and she hadn't been writing for a long time because like her dad had passed away, and then like there was just a lot of like chaos in her life. But this one, so it's a bodyguard and a nanny, but the bodyguard is but the nanny is for Magnus from the Nordic king. Like it's the nanny for his kids, and the bodyguard works for the king. So it's in that world. So I'm really excited to visit that world again.
Twisted Night by Kay Brumberg. This is her first trad deal. It's with Bramble. Iced by Cal
Oh.
O'Reilly. This is their first hockey
Yeah.
book coming out.
That'll be exciting. Leah, the book you were looking for is called Casket Case by Lauren Evans. It releases September 10th.
And did you just pre-order it, Lindsay?
No, but it takes place in a town called Rabbit Town, Alabama.
Like the blurb sounds freaking adorable.
It
Like I am
does.
super excited for this
Guys are
book.
hilarious.
So Janie
Melanie, oh,
Crouch's
Jenny
next book
Crouch.
in her second gen series comes out. It's called Hero's Prize. And then Brynn's next book in her agent series, Illicit, comes out in September, hopefully.
My Favorite Boss by Melanie Moreland comes out in September. This is part of her My Favorite Kidnapping World. The Trail Often Crossed by Amber Cordova. Amber is, it comes out in September. This is her second book, and she is going to be our November book club author. Okay, the community. Do you have any other Septembers?
No, because honestly, September, like a lot of people are not
They
pushing out
haven't.
that far
Yeah,
right
they haven't
now.
pushed them out yet. Okay, community-wise, because I asked in the community, what book are you anticipating? Goldfinch by Raven Kennedy, Sanctuary by Ilana Andrews, Good Duke Gone Wild by Bethany Bennett, The Trouble with Inventing a Viscount by Vivian Laurent, The Baller by Lulu Moore comes out in July, Fall with Me by Becca Mack. August, Rally by Devney Perry, which is part of her football world. The Slow Burn by Claire Ivey. And in September, Change of Heart by Bailey Hanna. Somebody said The Lumberjack by Susan Stoker. Second Edition by Cleo White. And then Three Night Stand by Na Roxy Noir was also listed.
When does the Kool-Aid shifter come out?
I think it's later this month.
I think it is too.
That's Vera Valentine. Because, all right, I'm there.
I wonder if he's going to run through a wall.
Yeah, like that's the, yeah.
I mean, it's the Kool-Aid man. If he doesn't run through a wall, is he really the Kool-Aid man?
No, I don't think so. He's there to quench my thirst.
Ew.
That in the blurb?
No, but it should be.
Oh,
It should be.
that was too much.
That was too much. death comes and people sell caskets, that's okay.
Well, yeah.
But asking the Kool-Aid man
to quench my thirst. Like, the comment was too much. The Kool-Aid man is not too much.
It was perfect. It should be in the blurb.
Right?
That would sell itself. It would go viral on TikTok.
This is true.
I know nothing about TikTok.
You should message Kabira and tell her she needs to use that as the tagline for the
book. Oh my God, that lady followed me on Instagram and I fangirled for like 17 messages. I am fairly certain she's like, okay.
Has she muted you perhaps?
Okay. I think this lady needs a restraining order.
I have no chill about anything.
No, Anna, you don't really say.
I never would have guessed.
And I felt like I was famous. Okay, like also, it takes like next to nothing for me to feel like I'm famous.
You are famous. You're Lindsay. Okay. Hey, also, do not forget that the Love Archives anthology that is raising money for families in Palestine. It's 100 short stories from some of your favorite authors. Make sure you check it out. I will have the pre-order link on the shelf show notes. So make sure you check that out. Hey, Leah, guess what time it is?
It's that time.
Lindsay, it's that time.
Book of the week.
It's book of the week time.
Okay, so I couldn't decide, so I'm just giving you two.
We didn't even have to ask her. What are your book of the week, Leah?
Okay, so I read the last book in the Starlight Cove series by Brighton Walsh. It's called Rebel Heart. It is emotional. Like, I cried for a good chunk of it. It deals a lot with depression and grief and guilt and like all the things that go along with that, but it was really, really good. It's a second chance small town like family series, but so good. And then Nissa Catherine's new book came out also. It's called Reckless Trust. This is the one that I messaged you where I was like crying at the book and I wanted to like shank everybody in the town. It was so good. So it's like a coming home story. The heroine comes home to a town where her father screwed people over and they blame her and like treat her so poorly. And like, I just wanted to like reach into my Kindle and hug her, but she was such a strong heroine. And like, she felt the closest to her mom. Like, her mom has passed away. And so she moved back to the town and like, she really came home because like her mom had always wanted to come home, but she got sick and she couldn't come home. So it was a whole like healing aspect and it's suspense. So we get those elements, but the hero's kind of an asshole but not in a bad way. Like, okay. But it was really good, but I did cry for like a good chunk of the book. So I don't know if it was me or the book. So you may not cry. I might have just been overly emotional when I was reading it, but you should read it because it's very good.
Okay. Lindsay, what's your book of the week?
In continuing the books of the week segment, I recommend the Hot SEAL Team series by Lynn Ray Harris. So Leah literally last weekend was like, you should really read these if you have not. And I was like, you know what? I'm going to do that. I'm going to just do that. So I read four of them this week, like Catnip. The Aiden Snow narrates them.
Oh,
it's
he
third
does.
Person point of view. So like, it's just,
it's all Aiden all the time.
It's so good. Like these
You're
are
welcome,
just easy,
Lindsay.
Great reads. I'm hooked. I mean, not surprised. Anytime Leah tells me to read a book, I'm usually pretty happy. Same with Becky. I mean, honestly, I like everything.
I had never met Lynn Ray Harris before. We got to meet her at the signing, so it was very nice to have that moment. Because as we're standing at her table, I was like, Lindsay hasn't read any of your books, but she can read this one and this one. And she's like, okay. And then she had a free
Snow.
A QR code for two, and she's like, oh, I have that. I'm like, yeah, she got those already.
They're all Aiden Snow.
They are all Aiden Snow.
You too. I just don't even know. Okay, so my book of the week, I did some buddy reading. We did some buddy reading in our Patreon chat over the weekend. And I will have reviews up this week on those books. Some turned out okay. Some turned out kind of meh. But my book of the week actually comes out later this month. And I read an early copy and then got an art copy. Strictly the Worst by Carrie Elks. This is book 5 in the Salinger Brothers series. These are coworkers that are sent to a vacation resort to make up a marketing plan to take video and to sell the resort owner on their business. And it is one bed. Nice. She's a single mom. They hate each other.
Even better.
And it's so good. If you guys haven't read Carrie Elks, I mean, I've only been screaming for like 3 years now about Carrie Elks.
It hasn't been 3 years, but you have been screaming for months and months.
Years. Years.
It has been a long time.
I think I found her in December of 2022.
I don't think it was that long ago.
I think it really was.
It was because last year you had last year was 2023. And
we had the dark era last year.
You had Carrie Elks come on and do her happy hour
while she was in Denver.
And girled madly over.
She's adorable. She's a nice person. And her books are wonderful. And like freaking Winterville, like, come on, you guys. Guys.
I do like her heartbreak series.
I cannot recommend the Salinger Brothers enough.
I haven't read that one yet, but I
cannot recommend it enough.
I have a bunch of them.
Oh my goodness. Okay, so Patreon update. Swag packs are headed out this week. I'm so excited to share that our swag pack sponsoring authors for July are Elaine Trommel, Sienna Snow, and Sarah Bale. Swag packs go out to Fancy Drinks, Cold Brew, and Queen Bee Tier, and we still have Fun Buzzing About Romance exclusive stickers, mood reading cards, and other fun things. These are mailed monthly around the 10th of the month. We ship these internationally. This perk is mailed once monthly. If you join after the 10th, your first swag pack will be mailed the following month. All members of Patreon get exclusive episodes along with perks like Buzzing About Romance Book Club, Should You Read It, and Quick Shots. And actually, the Brighton Walsh book was the quick shot 2 weeks ago. So,
book
three.
The previous book.
Yeah. So
sister's book.
Very
good.
You can find a list of all events at bookcaseandcoffee.com/events, including book clubs, upcoming sip and discuss episodes, and all that good stuff. And we've made some announcements. If you join our free tier, you will have access to those announcements. If you don't want to join our free tier, make sure you join our newsletter. And we are in the midst of Summer Reading Challenge, but that comes to an end July 19th. And I just announced today the lineup for the Summer Reading Challenge Slumber Party, which lots of new-to-us authors. I'm really excited. It's a really interesting group of people. I'm excited to hang out and do that coming up. Make sure you join us back here Wednesday night for a discussion of When I Had You by S.L. Scott. The audiobook is read by Sebastian York and C.J. Bloom. And I am interested to hear everybody's thoughts.
I'm excited to read this one just from what you've told me so far.
I have thoughts. Well, Leah does like an asshole.
I do.
And Cash is an asshole. But that's all I'm telling you. And then we're back next Sunday night. You can find a current list of books for our upcoming Wednesday episodes on our website. We did announce August's list. And don't forget to follow us on social media for more upcoming events and join our community of romance enthusiasts over on Discord. If you love this episode, please leave us a review on your favorite podcast platform and share it with your friends. Your support helps us bring more exciting content to you every week. Reviews matter because that will help push us into the algorithm, no different than leaving a review for an author. So anyway, thanks everybody for hanging out and joining us tonight.
It's always a good time.
Thanks for making me not do this on my own.
I would never leave you floundering like that.
Until next time, everybody.
Happy reading, everybody.
Find us on Instagram at Buzzing About Romance or on Twitter at Buzzing Romance. If you like the podcast, please leave a review. If you'd like to support us directly, join the Bookcase and Coffee Patreon and receive exclusive content only available to Patreon members. Check out bookcaseandcoffee.com for our on-the-shelf show notes.